Dun
Yeah.
dun dun dun. Hello, welcome to Hope Filled Chats. I'm one of your hosts, Alyssa, and this is
Melissa, let's go. I don't even know what episode we're on, but this is just so fun.
six.
Oh, I'm glad someone's counting.
You, well, I'm not counting. You ask this every time, and so I go and look before
Oh!
to get on and do this.
Am I that predictable?
Yes.
Probably for you, yes. I am
Yes,
probably that
for
predictable.
me, yes. But it's just because we've known each other forever, and so I can predict what you're gonna say. I can predict where you're go. Well, not always, because you're a little random. But
Can you finish my sentences?
if we're together,
Probably, yeah, you probably could finish my.
if we're together over the computer, that's kind of hard because I can't get a sense of like your body language and your like where your eyes are going. That's how I
That's
that's how I
true.
complete your sentences.
You complete my sentences? That's cool.
Yeah, that's how I do
Friends,
it.
find you a friend that completes your sentences. That's my advice for today. I'm in a silly, goofy mood. This is gonna be a fun time.
This will be fun. Because this is going to be like we're really just here talking to each other again, like we wanted it to be anyway. So
Occasionally we do get in our silly, goofy moods. It's a fun time,
today
but
might be one of those days.
it's gonna be one of those days because I'm in a silly, goofy mood. Praise God.
I was in a silly mood earlier too. I didn't know what I wanted to do, so I was just like back and forth, not really doing anything, just like pacing.
It's the weather, man. It's got me like amped up. It's that and lack
And
of
it's
sleep.
hot. And it's hot.
I know it's my favorite time of the year. Warm.
Mean, it was almost 90 today.
What's your favorite season? My favorite season is warm.
In North Carolina, that's all the
I told you I'm in a silly, goofy mood. Not necessarily. It snows here.
It does snow here occasionally.
I get
But
snow.
I like fall because I don't have to deal with this stupid pollen.
Oh yeah, I washed my truck today. Man, I kid you not. Not even 2 hours after I washed my truck was not the color of my truck anymore. It
Right,
was back to being pollinated.
your truck went from being blue to yellow again, right?
Yeah, well, like a greenish yellow, but yeah. If I wanted a yellow truck, I would have bought a yellow truck. I didn't want
That's
a
like when
yellow
it
truck. I
rained.
wanted a blue truck.
Yeah, that's like when it rained the other day. I left my car out to get all the pollen off, and then not even an hour after the rain stopped, it was pollinated again too. I was like, well, that was worthless.
Yeah. Well, we're already down the rabbit trail. We haven't even started talking about what we're talking about today.
That's okay.
Welcome to our living room.
Where
I'm not even in my living room, but welcome to our living
I'm not either. I'm outside.
room. Let's get on with the show. What are we talking
Let's
about?
go. We can do this. We're good. So
Told
we
you,
get
silly, goofy
to,
mood.
I know. So I texted Melissa. I don't know. When did I text you? About 3 days ago?
Yeah, something like that. It all runs together.
Something like that 3 days ago, and I was like, "Hey, I have a podcast episode idea." Even though we have a running list on Google Docs, I was just like, "Hey, I have an idea," and I told her, "I was like, here, I was like, I told you the title of it. Didn't even tell you what it was. Just told you the title." And I was like, "The title is Fighting Words," and she goes, "Ooh, tell me more."
Yep, fighting
Okay,
words.
I might be reading into that tone a little bit, but that's how I kind of pictured you saying it when you texted
That's what I was saying. And also too, I was in the middle of a meeting when you texted me, but I was like, oh man, that's so good. Tell me more.
You were texting at a work meeting, dude.
You know, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
That's true. Well, anyway. So oh, this is going to be fun because while, yes, I want to talk about this, this is also hitting a little close to home. I get to be vulnerable with Melissa today. She doesn't even have any idea.
Oh boy.
Melissa doesn't know what she's getting into, but that's
Oh boy.
okay. That's okay.
Praise God.
But This hits a little bit home. This hits a little close to home because I am getting to walk through this recently, and I'm still walking through this because but fighting words is, I want to talk about the lies that the enemy tells us and how we can combat it with the truth of God's word and what God
Yeah,
says about us.
absolutely.
Sorry, this pollen, I'm telling you, it's horrible.
Okay. You're the one that chose to be outside.
I did choose to be outside, but that's because I don't want anybody else in my household to hear right now. They can listen to it later. So let's just start off with this right off the bat. Picture this. You're looking at a movie scene or something, right? And you got the bullies coming up to the weakest kid in the hallway, right? Like you're in high school. And this little weak kid decides to stand up to the bully, right? And this bully goes, "Dem are fighting words. Let's go outside." Kind of thing, right? Like the old school type stuff. That's kind of how I want to picture this and go about this a bit. Like the devil's coming at you like this big old bully. And you look like this small little dude, small little girl, woman, boy, man, I don't know, whatever you are. And he's coming at you like there's no way you can come up against him, right? He's coming at you hard. And so what do you do when the devil is coming at you? And in scripture it says he is lurking around like a roaring lion, ready to basically devour you. So what do you do when he is coming up against you with these small little lies whispering into your head and be like for example, what do you do when he says, "God's not with you anymore. He's abandoned you. There's no way he'd take you back"? What do you do? First instinct, what do you do?
It kind of catches you off guard a minute whenever you hear that.
Right? You get caught off guard. It's like it kind of like knocks you off your feet there for a second, right?
Yeah.
But this is the part where I get to be, hey, guess what? Been there. Been there recently. I was like, even David talks, he re in the Psalms, he writes, I can't remember which Psalm it is, and but he writes, it's like, God, why have you forsaken me? Why have you abandoned me? And I mean, that's where David is. And you think, David, talked about as a man after God's own heart, even felt at times he was distant from God. But if you are a believer in Christ and you've accepted Jesus as your Savior, you're not abandoned.
Nope.
No, not at all. You're not abandoned. That's just a lie of the enemy trying to get into your head, trying to keep you from doing what God's called you to do.
Yeah. And it's so
And
easy too to like, I've cut you off. It's so
no,
easy
you're
too
fine.
to like isolate and to run, whenever you feel that way, because you're like, oh, I don't want to be around anybody right now. I don't feel like I can be around anybody right now. And it's so easy to isolate yourself. But that's actually like the worst thing you could do, you know?
Sounds familiar?
I've done that before too, and it's not good. I mean, God's word says it's not good for man to be alone. And many people think about that as like within marriage, you know, like it's not good for man to be alone. But that's true for like singles as well, or people that are married, or anyone, kids. It's not good for men to be alone. We're not supposed to walk through this life alone, you know?
That's true for everybody. That's not just, yeah, Melissa's right. That's not just in marriages. That's true for the entire human population. Like, it's
And we
not
hear it
limited.
most around marriages because it's a good thing
Because
when
that's
man
what,
finds a
yeah.
wife, right? And it says the Bible,
Right.
it's a good thing. He who finds a wife finds a good thing. But it's true for everybody. It's not good for man to be alone.
Right. I was like, we're not meant to do this life alone. We're meant to do this life together with each other and to help, you know, build each other up. So, for this example, like being abandoned, what's a scripture? Is there a scripture that comes to mind that maybe you would use against that off the top of your head? I mean, if not, I mean, I have one, but
Yeah, go for it.
okay. So, one that came to mind when I was doing my study is in Deuteronomy, and it says do not is Deuteronomy 31:8. It is like, and I have this set up in my notebook as to when you feel alone or abandoned. It says, do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you, and he will neither fail you nor abandon you.
Yeah.
That's a
Amen.
promise.
Amen. I have one.
Okay, go.
In Matthew, it says, "And surely I'll be with you always till the very end of the age."
Hey, yeah, see, there you
And
go.
so in Ma
And
it says,
that's
"I will
j
be with you always until the end of the age." What's the end of the age? Like, that's forever, you
that's
know?
forever. And that's
And so it.
those are Jesus's words, right?
Those are Jesus' words. Yeah,
Yeah,
Jesus
those
speaks
are.
that. And so, like, for me, like, whenever I feel that way, I feel alone because it happens to everybody. It happens to me too. Where here lately, I've been like, if I do feel alone, I'm just like, God, I feel so alone. And then I cry it out and then I worship and then we're good. And God speaks all these truths to me. But the scripture that always comes to mind when I feel that way or when the enemy starts to tell me that I'm alone is Matthew, where it says, "Surely I am with you always till the end of the age." Always is a bold statement. Like, who else in our life is with us always? Nobody.
Nobody.
And so, like, that's a bold, bold statement, you know? And so, I'm with you always till the end of the age is makes it extra bold. And so, that's the verse that just always has encouraged me for years when I've started to get in that trap of feeling lonely or feeling isolated is I'm not because God is with me, you know?
Right? People come and go all the time, and yet Jesus is the one who always stays and sticks by you closer than any other brother.
Yeah.
That's also scripture. Anyway, but there, I mean, that's just one example of a lie. I mean, there's a whole bunch of them, and I've got a whole list of them that we can go through and have scriptures to back it up. Let's see. What about if you're feeling,
Worthless.
oh, that's a good one. Worthless.
I'm just gonna give you all these one-liners and let you
That's
fill
a
in the rest.
good one.
Worthless.
When I think about worthless, I think of the parable of the pearl of great price.
That's so good. That's
That's
so
the
good.
one. That's the. I don't have that one in my notes, but that's when as soon as you said it, that's the one that came to mind.
Yeah. That's so good. Pearl of great price. Also, too, scripture says all kinds of things about worth, like John 3:16, the most popular verse in the Bible. John 3:16, I mean, that right there shows we're worth it, you know? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Who else would give their only son, you know? And like God says, we're worth it so much so that he's willing to give his son Jesus as a sacrifice to all of us, so that we could have eternal life, because we don't deserve eternal life, but God gives it to us. And so
Oh,
that's
absolutely
like
not.
the key right there. Like, we don't deserve that, but God still gives it to us. And he
And
made
he
the ultimate
not,
sacrifice for us. He said we were worth
right? And not only did he give it to us, he gave it to us freely too. The only thing that he asked for in return is us.
it.
And that brings me to the next one. What it is like when you feel like joy's never coming. How about that one? Breakthrough is not going to happen. Breakthrough is never coming. What about that one? I was like, for me, it's like, Lamentations 3. It says, the faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness, and his mercies begin afresh each morning. It also said in the scripture, not entirely sure where, but it does say joy does come in the morning.
It does. I mean, joy comes in the morning for me because I absolutely love the morning.
A morning person.
Huh?
I'm not a morning person.
I am. My
Never
feet hit
have
the
been.
floor and I'm singing and having a good old time. I love the mornings, but I think that it just really is a good example of joy. For me, joy does come in the morning, both physically and spiritually, you know. But
That's funny.
yeah, and it's not talking about necessarily about that, but joy does come in the morning, and like it's a new day, you know. God makes all things new.
Everything's new. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Where is that? Revelations? All things are new. What if you're feeling broken or brokenhearted?
Says I'm near to those who are to the brokenhearted.
That's the one I have written down. Psalm 147 says
That one has
he
become
healed.
one of my life verses. Not that I spend a lot of time brokenhearted, but I have had some heartache in the past few years. Just a lot of things that are out of anybody's control, just things like losing loved ones and all the things. And that's the verse that always encourages me, as I'm near to the brokenhearted. And so, like, God is near you, He sees you, you know. It's comforting to me to know that nobody else may know the thoughts I'm feeling, because sometimes even I don't know what I'm feeling when I lose someone or when something's happened in my life that I wasn't expecting. But God knows, and He sees it.
Heck,
And
I
it
don't even know sometimes I don't even know what I'm feeling either. I have a hard time expressing what I'm feeling a lot of times because words don't come very naturally to me. I have to be like, and Melissa knows this, it will take me forever to complete a sentence or something if I'm like trying to have a serious conversation.
I got you, girl. I'll complete your sentences for you.
Melissa has learned to read me like a book over the years. So, but yeah, so the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. That's Psalm 34:18. And the other one that I was thinking of is pretty close. Psalm 147:3, it says he heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. There's probably many other scriptures you can combat these lies with. It's just these are the ones that were easy to and close for me to find.
Me and my handy dandy
Hey,
Bible app.
there you go. What about when you feel like things are just chaotic? This was a hard one for me to find because I was like, because it like my mind lately has felt chaotic, and like nothing about it has felt peaceful at all. It just seems like my mind is on constant like go lately.
That's a lot of people. From what I've heard, like, my life has felt like chaos in some areas, and other people, it's just chaos. But you know, God
But
is.
this feels like bad chaos. This doesn't feel like busy chaos, like life kind of thing. This
That's
just felt
fair.
like dark chaos is the best way I can describe it. But in 1 Corinthians 14:33, it says, "For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace."
Amen. So the verse I was just looking up, it's actually on it's on the cover of my blog at the very top. It's a really important verse to me, but it's Colossians 3:15, and it says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace." And so we're called to have peace, you know, and so let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. So that verse really like speaks to me whenever my life does feel like chaos. I wrote a song years ago and I was just playing it last week, and one of the verses, it says, "In the chaos you're my peace." And it's a song I wrote, but one of the verses, it reads like, "In the chaos you're my peace," talking about the Lord is my peace even when things are chaotic. And so it's, that song still rings true to me all the time, and I still remember writing that because it was a very chaotic time in my life when I wrote it. But let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. God is the God of peace.
Amen to that. And I'll know a lot of the times, like, as people, like, we're used to, things being like on the go all the time, all the time. And so a lot of the time, I think us as humans, we think like when we maybe get like we mistake peace for boredom sometimes, I would think.
I misquoted my own song. I just remembered it. It says, "Dang, I forgot again. Oh, you're my peace when chaos comes. Jesus and you have already won." That's how it goes. It's "You're my peace when chaos comes. Jesus and you have already won." It's hard to start in the middle of my song. You gotta like start from the beginning and like sing through it and then be like, "Oh yeah, those are the words." Because it's all from memory. It's written down, so it's
You
not.
sound like me when I'm trying to remember the words of my stuff.
But yeah, it's "You're my peace when chaos comes." And so Jesus really is our peace, you know. Above all else, he can be
Excuse
our
me.
peace. And that gives me courage. That gives me courage.
This kind of goes with being with, feeling like abandoned or alone. Excuse me. Well, another verse is Matthew 18, parable of the lost sheep. Nine, and he leaves the 99 to go and look for the one. Sorry, guys, this pollen really is nuts. It says Matthew 18, and it starts in verse 12. It says, "If a man has 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others on the hills and go out to search for the one that is lost?" And a good shepherd definitely does. He goes out and searches for the lost sheep. So he is never alone. And in the you go back and you look at like history and like the culture of how shepherds did their flocks and everything. Not only does the shepherd go out and look for the flock, it goes back and it's and this sounds awful, but he does break the leg sheep if break the leg of the sheep that wanders off, but he keeps it close by so he learns the voice of the shepherd and so he learns to stay near him.
Poor sheep. I
Poor
didn't know
sheep, but
that.
yeah. And I was like, it sounds awful, but
Oh, I didn't know that.
but it keeps that sheep close to the shepherd so the sheep can learn the shepherd's voice and learn to stay near it. Stay near the
That's
shepherd.
cool.
What about if you feel unsafe? This was a hard one. It's like Psalm
142:5. This is David talking. And he says, I pray to you, O Lord, and I say, you are my place of refuge. You are all I really want in life. So, when we don't feel safe and we don't feel like we have a safe place to go and or like f have a safe place to like kind of like fall apart kind of thing, like you can just be you. Just be vulnerable kind of thing. Like you don't have it, like if you feel like that, it's like God is your safe place. He is your refuge. He is your underneath the shadow of his wings. That's the safe place.
So good.
Or what if you feel empty? You got one for that one? Maybe. I'm gonna guess no since you're staring at me.
I have thoughts in my head.
They're
I
just not
just,
coming
yeah, that
out.
doesn't happen often.
I got you. So Philippians 4:4 is a very simple verse, and you would think, well, how, wait a minute, how is this going to relate to this? But it's Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice, always be full of joy in Lord. I say, and again, I say rejoice. So rejoice in the Lord always, and again, I say rejoice. How does that make sense for like feeling empty? Here's the way I process this when God gave me that verse. He said, praise me anyway and trust that your emotions will follow. So it's going back to the premise of worship isn't about how you feel, but who God is. It's like joy is directly related to how, to who God is and the character of who he is. Our emotions will eventually get in check if we just worship him just because of who he is. Our emotions will follow. And sometimes that's hard to believe. But
No, it's good. It's good. When you were asking like about feeling empty, like it just made sense to me. I was like, oh, Jesus fills my cup. That was the word that came,
oh
that
yeah,
was like the
see,
phrase that was
yeah.
in my mind. But I was like, where's the scripture that talks about that? But I was like, you're testing all of my Bible knowledge right now. But I was like, Jesus fills my cup. He fills me up. And so that's just something that I know is true. So I had to look it up, but it's a really good verse. It's Psalm 23:5, and it says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
Oh,
Yeah, you
Psalm
anoint my head with oil;
23,
my cup
yeah.
overflows." So God's speaking to me. I just need a minute to process what God's saying before I verbalize
You
it
sound like me.
sometimes. But yeah, but. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Who is it that fills up our cup? It's the Lord. It's God that over that fills up our cup. He's the only one that can genuinely do that, you know?
Yep. And how does he do that? He does it when we're in his word, really. And really and honestly, that's what it is. It all comes down to, hey, do you know God's word? Do you know how to combat these lies with the truth? Because, I mean, it says in scripture, we do not fight this war in flesh and blood. The war that we're fighting is in the spirit. And so the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty. Oh, I have a hard time quoting the scripture. But are mighty and of the pulling down of strongholds. And the only way that we can do that, and the only thing that I know can do that, is God's word.
That's right.
Because if we try to do this on our own, odds are it's going to happen again, and it's going to be a cycle. We're going to circle the mountain again. before he decides to before we learn our lesson and before we can start making the ascent to the top.
Right. That's good.
I've been there. I'm walking some of these out now.
I think we all are. I
I
think,
think we all are to some extent.
and to some
Yes.
extent, I think everybody walks through seasons where they have to really decide, are they going to listen to the lies of the enemy or look at God's word? And it's really hard. Like when you hear it, you just want to run, you know? And I've gotten to where I'm stubborn, and I'm sure we've talked about that before on the
No.
podcast, but I'm so stubborn. Not only am I stubborn, I'm competitive. You know what co competitors do? They run into the problem. They're like, and then you make stubbornness a part of that as well. They run towards. And so when something's hard, there were times in my younger days where I would run and I would hide, but now I just press in and I run towards the danger almost. It's not dangerous to run towards the Lord, but I run towards the issue because I'm like, you will not have a hold on me. I will be victorious because I'm so competitive. And it's the same with my walk with the Lord. Like, I don't know. I pray that
This is
God
why I
uses
love
my
you.
day. And anybody that knows me knows that I have a competitive nature. It's just who I am. And God does use it because it makes me press into Him even more, though. Because, like, when something is hard, like, and it's easier for me to say, but it really comes because I'm so competitive, it's easier for most people to just run. But what I do is I run towards the Lord. And I sometimes yell and sometimes kick and scream, but I run towards the Lord, you know, and run towards His word and run towards my guitar so that I can worship Him or just sing or all the things.
See, this is why I love you, because you think on a whole different way than most of the world does.
Praise God. I am
That's a
very
good
unique.
thing.
That's
And
true.
it's a good thing because that's not my first instinct. And Melissa
It's
knows
not
this. It's
most.
not.
It's most people want to run. And there are times, don't get me wrong, there are times where I will like don't want to be around people and I do want to run and hide or I do want to isolate myself. But also too, I've had to learn that that's not good. You know, when I isolate myself, it makes it far worse for me. And so what do? I run towards the people. I run towards the problem. I run and just press in. I don't run from the
Well,
situation
see,
because
I have a bad habit of isolating, so
I wonder if
that
it has to do with
I am,
introvert versus extrovert.
I don't know.
I doubt
Maybe.
it, but it's kind of funny.
I doubt it, but it's funny. But I have a bad habit of isolating, and I know it's bad. It's just and it's a bad habit I gotta break, and I know this. And this is the good thing about, I think we've talked about this on the podcast before too, about finding you a good accountability partner. I found myself a good accountability partner.
I have
And
several of those.
she has definitely called me out a bunch in the last week. And
Yeah,
so let me just tell you, find yourself a good accountability partner who ain't afraid to call you out.
it's important. It's
And
important.
not only
And to
call
call you
you
out
out,
and when they call you out, they're calling you out in love because there are people that will call
they
you
are.
out and they don't have your best interest in mind. They
No,
only call out the bad things. But you need someone that will call
right.
out the good things and the bad things, you know,
But
and
she,
not be afraid to speak truth to you.
yeah, right. And she texted me the other day, and she's like, "Do you regret asking me to be your partner yet?" And I said, "The quick answer is no." I was like, "No, I don't, because you're calling this stuff out of me that I know needs to be called out of and dealt with."
Yeah, it's
So.
good. It helps us grow.
Anyway,
I have
find
a
yourself
few
a
of
good
the I have a few of
accountability
those in my
partner.
life. Because I need multiples.
Some of us probably, I think I have multiples too. It's just that this one in particular is like I've really asked her and be like, "Hey, I need your help on this. I can't
Yeah.
do I, and I was like, I can't do this alone anymore." I was like, and I think I finally got to that breaking point where I didn't know what else to do, and I
Did you
didn't know
ask
how to.
somebody?
And I didn't know how to. I was like, I knew I wasn't going to get out of this alone. I didn't want to walk it alone. So I was like, And that's when I like sat there and I was praying about it, and then the God revealed this person to me, and I was like, yep, she'd be a good one. I might regret it, but she'd be a good one. Because she's not afraid to call, she's not afraid to speak the truth and speak it boldly. So
That's good.
she's calling stuff out of me, which is a good thing. So
That's good.
yeah. So
Praise God.
get find yourself a good accountability partner, get back in the word, so you do have the ability and the weapons necessary to fight the lies when they come. So
Yeah, I think
yeah.
it's important to just know that you're safe with the Lord, and
Good part
that
is
gives me the most comfort. It doesn't matter what tomorrow looks like because I'm safe with the Lord, and I know that God already knows what tomorrow looks like, you know? And so I
oh, you
think
know
it's
what's cool about that?
go.
Wait, is like, you know what's cool about that? I was like,
What?
God is, it said in scripture, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen. And so the God of yesterday is the God of tomorrow. And so the same God that loved you yesterday loves you tomorrow and loves you today. And so it really is just, that's the thing that gives me the most comfort, is knowing that Jesus genuinely is my safe place. And have I always been there? No. It's something I had to learn, right? As I grew in my walk with the Lord and all of that, because I can't stress it enough. Like, people come and go. It's not physically possible for someone to be with us 24/7, nor do we want someone to be with us 24/7, you know, necessarily. But God is always with us. Alyssa's shaking her head no. I'd probably be okay with it for a while because, well, an extrovert over here. But you don't want anybody with you 24/7, like anybody, but you need your time to yourself. You need your time with the Lord. But God is always with you. Even when you move away, God is with you. Or when your friends move away, God's with you. My friends keep moving away from me. It's a little sad. But praise God, I also have a lot of friends here as well that are still here with me. Praise God. I've just got friends all over the place. Story of my life. It's happened my whole entire life. But hey, I chose to move away at one point too and live where I live now, so I can't third blame at anybody. But God has good plans for all of us. And but no matter where you're at, no matter where you live, or who you're talking to, or where you work, or where you go to church, or any of that, or where your family lives, or your friends live, God is still with you. And He's with them, and He's with them, and He's with them, but God is still with you.
Amen to that.
You were so
True.
frozen on the screen while I was getting my little preaching moment that I was like, did we just lose connection?
Nope, I was just very still.
I was like, she like is super still right now. I can't do that. I don't know what it's like to sit still.
I can't do it that often, but I think it was just because I got distracted and something caught my eye.
If
It's
I'm
fine.
sitting still, it's because I'm really tired or really sick.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's like to
Well,
be able to sit still.
fighting words.
Praise
Let's go.
God. Yeah. And let me tell you, speaking of fighting words, I'll fight in the danger. So I'll just be like, you know what, Satan? You have no place in my life. Get out of here. And well, that's easier said than done to do that. But it feels really good when you do that. And just be bold about it. Just
I
be
can
bold.
honestly say I haven't done that often, but I have done that recently, like within the last 2 weeks. Because I was like something, I was like there, I couldn't quite shake it, but there was some kind of like a darkness happening while I was trying to go to sleep, and I couldn't quite shake it, and I was like, okay, there's no way. I was like, this ain't happening, not tonight. Not ever. It's like, Satan, you gotta flee. I'm like, in the name of Jesus, you gotta go.
Amen. Amen.
And that's
And
not
that
normal.
brings me
That's
to another
not
point,
normal.
and I know we probably need to wrap this up here in a second.
That's fine.
But when you think about like if someone's coming to devour you like an animal, like who are they going to devour? They're going to devour the person that's by themselves, you know, because you're stronger when you're in a pack. And so when you isolate, who do you think Satan's coming after? He's coming after the one that's alone. Because you're so much more vulnerable, you're weaker when you're alone. We're stronger together, right? And so, like, if we do isolate, like, that just opens up that door for Satan to come in and devour us even more, you
Well, that's
know?
why they allude to Satan in that verse as a lion, because lions, when they hunt off the weakest animal in the pack and they get it isolated from their herd.
Yeah.
That's why he's alluded to as a lion in scripture.
I live in bear country, and it's a horrible joke, but because it could happen, but people are always like, if a bear's chasing you, just don't be the last one. Just run faster than the slowest person. And so, in the same way, hopefully a bear will never chase you, but at the same time, just run really fast towards the Lord and stay with the pack, you know? That's horrible. That I'm so sorry.
Example, but it's
Don't
funny.
take that
I
the
love
wrong
it.
way, but it's like my thought that went through my mind of just stay with the pack, you know?
I
And
love it.
just
Find your
don't
group.
play with
Find your
bears. That's not safe.
Don't
If
play
I see
with
a bear, I'm
bears.
going in the house. If a bear's walking through my yard, which it does happen from time to time, I go inside or hide behind a tree.
Get inside the presence of God. Don't get eaten by a bear.
Praise God. We've gone too far in this podcast. Told you, silly, goofy mood.
We might be done.
I think we're done here, but this has been so fun and so good to just talk about this and really be real. It's something that we all face and something that I'm sure people don't talk about because why would you, right? So kudos to you, Alyssa, for being
It's
vulnerable.
because we don't like to be vulnerable. It's because we don't like to be an open book to everybody. And while, yes, y'all don't know the extent of everything, at least you know the surface of, like, the deep roots of where everything is going. So you guys know how to fight these, lives that come against you
Yeah.
sometimes on a daily basis.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Even me, as someone that would arguably be an open book, there are times where I am very private as well. And so everybody has that. Everybody has that. So I just can't hide my emotions. So if something's going on, something's going on. But also, still at the same time, very private.
True.
But we love you guys. We're so glad that you chose to listen to us. And we hope that you too will just ask God what he thinks of you and ask God to show you the truth. He will, guarantee it. And if you can't hear God's voice and you don't think you can hear God's voice, go into his word and ask him to speak to you there. He will. There's so many verses in the Bible, so many scriptures that tell us the truth of who we are. And what God thinks of us and who God says we are, because it doesn't matter what anyone else says what anyone else says we are. It doesn't matter what the enemy says we are. It does not matter. What matters is who God says we are. And that's the part where I'm like, I don't care what you people think. I care what God thinks, you know? And so for you, I want to encourage you, don't worry about what the world says or about who the world says you are. Worry about what God says you are. Be a whole lot better if you look towards God.
Amen to that. So, yeah. Get into God's word. Get close to him. Learn his voice. Learn his truth. Learn what he wants to say about you and who you are. And guys, God loves you. And so do we.
Amen
So,
to that. Amen to that. We love
until
you
next
guys.
time,
Peace out.
peace out.